Yesterday was the big solar eclipse, and my wife Roxanne and her son Trent, they make the big trek up to New Brunswick to check it all out. Roxanne joining me here on the phone. So whereabouts did you guys go anyway?
We were just south of Cushpaquack National Park on a beach, and it was lovely.
So what was it like? So you got there, it was nice and sunny, and then the main event happened. Describe what it was like. What was the moment like?
I mean, everybody's saying how it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it certainly was. As the moon approached over the sun, you could see the sun slowly disappear, but when it was fully in eclipse mode and over the sun, it was unique, and it got dark, and just the sky turned this beautiful shade of purple, and then as quick as anything, it got bright again, but the lighting was just out of this world. It was really, really neat, and we're both so glad we made that trip.
Yeah, many people there on the beach with you?
Oh, there were quite a few people, but, you know, it was a beach, and it was well spread out. It was awesome.
And any other big highlight of the day for the eclipse?
Wish we would have had that Learjet to come back home with.
I'll talk to Carly Simon, see what she can do for you there. But yeah, what was the traffic like anyway?
There were times when it was quite heavy, and I haven't seen that many taillights in a long time.
So the big eclipse was well worth it, and the 4.5-hour drive from Halifax up to almost the Miramichi, huh?
Absolutely, and I would do it again tomorrow if that was a possibility.
Got to wait till 2079 now, though.
Yeah, we'll be old and crooked and dead.
Okay, Roxanne, thanks for your eclipse report. It was very eclipsing.
Thanks. Bye, Ian.
Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the top.